Francis Macron to mark 80th anniversary of World War II roundup of Jews. By Breitbart Jerusalem on July 17, 2022. Paris, AFP, French President Emmanuel Macron will on Sunday mark the 80th anniversary of the wartime roundup of Jews in France at a former railway station used to deport them to Auschwitz. With him at Pithiviers station, 100 kilometers, 60 miles, south of Paris, will be some of the handful of the survivors of those deported on the 8 convoys sent to the Nazi camp. Macron's speech will express his concern over the enduring threat of anti-Semitism, which still lurks and sometimes in an insidious way, said an official from his office. He will denounce historical revisionism, in particular over the role of France's wartime leader Philippe Pétain, who collaborated with the Nazi regime, the official added. Also at ceremony will be historian and renowned Nazi hunter Serge Klarsfeld, as well as a survivor of the camps, Jeanette Colenca. The head of France's rail network, Jean-Pierre Ferrandou, will also attend. Macron is expected at the former station of Pithiviers at around 3 p.m., 1300 GMT. The building, which has not served passengers since the end of the 1960s, has been converted into a memorial to the Holocaust, which opened earlier this month. This station is the place where the French event becomes European genocide, said Jacques Frege, the director of the Shoah Memorial, which commemorates the French deportations. It is a place of memory unique in France. The new 400-meter-squared center is mainly intended for scholars, said Frege. It's a priority, in the face of the rise in anti-Semitism, racism and conspiracy theories. Some of the 13,000 Jews arrested in Paris and its suburbs by French officials on the orders of the Nazi occupiers passed through the station. 4,115 were children. The incident has become known as the Val des HIV roundups because the French police took 8,160 of the Jews, including the old and sick, to the Vélodrome d'Hiver, a cycle-racing track in Paris's 15th arrondissement. From there, they were taken to camps at Pithiviers and other locations and on to the Nazi concentration camps. Only a few dozen ever returned. France not finished with anti-Semitism. Sunday's speech will acknowledge that French society is not finished with anti-Semitism, said Macron's office. The comments come just a few months after failed presidential candidate, the far-right journalist and polemicist Éric Zemmour, argued that Pétain had in fact saved French Jews during the war years. The claim is contested by most historians, who point to the wartime leader's well-documented anti-Semitism. Macron was himself criticized for saying in 2018 that Pétain had been a great soldier during World War I, even if he had subsequently made fatal choices. The French president's speech on Sunday is expected to continue the work of his predecessor Jacques Chirac, who in 1995, 50 years after the Val des HIV roundups, acknowledged France's responsibility for what had happened. France, on that day, committed the irreparable, said Chirac, in what is now considered a landmark speech. After Chirac, François Hollande went further during his presidency, speaking in a 2012 speech of a crime committed in France, by France. Then in 2017 Macron, newly elected as president, reaffirmed France's responsibility for the roundup in a speech marking its 75th anniversary and in the presence of then-Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu.